So could you amplify the remarks that you made about a Holocaust survivor, your grandmother?
Yes. So my grandma was a Holocaust survivor. She passed away when she was in her 90s. I remember her telling me when I was really little that, you know, someone removed her tattoo that she got in the concentration camps when for free. And I always wanted to learn more about her story. And she always told me that she would tell me, but unfortunately she developed Alzheimer's. And so I was never able to hear the story from her. But luckily the USC Shoah Foundation recorded her story. So when I got this project, I actually was able to watch her story, and it was so powerful. I was so inspired by all the moments that she talked about hope, and it reminded me so much of A Small Light, because we're really on the angle of the hope in this dark period. She talked about, you know, the person that told her to tell people that she was 18 so that she would go one way instead of another. And she just talked about moments where people were kind, and also she talked about the fear of it all. And so when I was preparing for Margot, I just remembered my grandmother's story a lot, especially because it's so relevant to me. Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was very powerful. Hearing you say that was very powerful for both of you. Timeliness of this piece at this time. Can you comment on that? I mean, it seems as though, you know, oh, it happened so long ago, yeah. But now in our current society, how do you guys see this feeding into?
Well, definitely not society right now. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, unfortunately, which, you know, you'd want from this story not to happen and for history not to repeat itself, but it is. Racism, all of this is still happening, and it's still relevant. And having this story retold from a point of view that's not a documentary style, and is told as a true story and a true human experience, I really would like it to open people's eyes to seeing the world that it's not that different, and it still needs to change, and there's still loads of room to grow. So for me, I think that's.
I watched a video on TikTok before I set out to do this role, and it was a video where someone was going around asking people if they knew about the Holocaust, and almost everyone didn't get the answer right. They didn't really know what the Holocaust was. They thought it was, you know, only for children, or their answers were just all over the place. And so I thought that was really fascinating. I think that even though we think a lot of people know about the Holocaust, and we think we know a lot of people know about Anne Frank specifically, maybe they don't know the full story. And I think bringing it A Small Light to a platform like Disney Plus and Hulu will hopefully open the eyes of a lot of people to what really went on and how horrific the Holocaust was. It's a really inspiring story, Meep, and how she stood up in the face of all this darkness. And I think that there's a lot to say with A Small Light.
I agree. Yeah. And could you think of a specific use for this when it has come out and it's, you know, on the air, and beyond just watching at home? Like, would you think it could be extended into a schoolroom, a classroom, for example?
100%. 100%. Maybe not. There are some scenes that are, you know, true to like their marriage, so maybe not for younger children, but definitely for high school.
Oh, and middle school. Such a universal story. I think that people of all ages can really handle this story, and I think it's necessary for them to handle it. I think that it's necessary for, you know, classrooms to actually talk about the Holocaust more. And I know a lot of schools do talk about Anne Frank, but some don't.
Yeah,
mine didn't really either. So it's really important to bring this into classrooms. And I remember my brother telling me that he's really excited to show this series to his class. He's the president of his Jewish club in his school. And he watched the first episodes, and he's really excited to show it to a school because he thinks it's really important.
Yeah, I think it, because it's also not told through a documentary style, A Small Light, it will let the like children and the people that are there be able to watch it with ease and watch it as a show. That's still a true story. It's not amplified or anything. It's still shown to that perspective. It won't they won't nod off or think, oh my God, this is boring, somebody's just lecturing me. It's a true story, it's acting, real acting. The small light is really pushing it into that direction. So having that in a classroom, it'll actually educate them on what and who Anne Frank was, who Meep is, which is not told at all. That story is not told. So I feel like a small light bringing that story to the classrooms will be so educational for them.
Also, I think going off of that, the humor in our show is really powerful because it allows for moments where you don't have to sit in the gloomness so much. Mm. And it actually allows, humor allows for more empathy towards our characters, in my opinion. And I think that with the humor, you know, I think that that allows for almost all ages to kind of digest this material.
So this is a hard one. You sit in the easy ones. Yeah. This is a hard one.
Yes.
Given the roles you played and all the research you have been mm-hmm. part of, are you optimistic or pessimistic about where we are in the world now with looming elections, Ukrainian wars, other things that we're all aware of? Optimists or pessimists as to where we're going as a country, as a world?
I'm optimistic. I like to see things in a more positive way throughout everything because I don't think I want to live my life through a lens which is so dark. I think what's going on in the world right now is bad and it needs to change it. But I feel like definitely with social media and news and everything, it brings a lot of light and a lot of truth to people that might not know about it. So it's definitely spread awareness to many people that back in the days might not know. It's yes, there's a lot of fake news, but it's less propaganda in a way. And yes, it can be, depends on like your view and the bias of the newspaper, but I think a lot more awareness has been spread. So I'm optimistic that in the next, I don't know how many years, things might change. Obviously, I don't know the future, but I'm just trying to see everything through a positive light.
For me, I mean, as a young actress, all I really care about is telling stories that are really inspiring to me, and Small Light is really inspiring and impactful. And I hope it's stories like these that can impact others and can hopefully allow for some change in our society. And I think bringing light to all the anti-Semitism that went around in A Small Light can possibly impact people when they're looking around at their own world and seeing how they can stand up in their own ways. So that's my take on it.
So I would put you down on the optimistic one. Is that the 1 minute warning?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for your time and tell you what a wonderful job you both did and how impressive. I thought I taught 40 years, so I'm not doing it now, or I'd be sure to show it to my classes who were 12 and 13.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you
so much.